JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Jamaica's rich culture on show at Diaspora Conference. Later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and safety tips for children. Welcome to the journey. Stay with us. A rich showcase of Jamaican culture is on display at the 6th Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference, which got underway on June 13 at the Montego Bay Convention Center. The island's music and dance is being presented at the conference through a new feature called Marketplace Live. A collection of artifacts from the Institute of Jamaica is also on display. Chairperson of the Entertainment Look and Feel Subcommittee of the conference, Chantal Hilton-Tonis, says every day over the 6-day event, delegates will be treated to rich entertainment put on by some 200 performers drawn from Western Jamaica.
We're going to ensure that from the very start, every discussion, every ceremony, every official occasion is tinged with music, with entertainment, with cultural overlay.
Mrs. Hilton-Tonis says that there will also be 20-minute performances each day during the lunch break by award-winning Jamaica Cultural Development Commission JCDC performers in areas of dance, music, and drama. Also, between sessions, an officer from the JCDC will engage delegates in the Jamaican dialect.
She's going to be listening to all the presentations, and then for 15 minutes during break time, she jumps on the soapbox and is Jamaican dialect, engaging with delegates as they pass to talk about the issues that are being discussed.
Mrs. Hilton-Tonis says the idea for the cultural program followed the 2013 Diaspora Conference, as the organizers felt that more of Jamaica's culture needed to be highlighted at the biennial event. The Jamaica Diaspora Conference is being held under the theme, Jamaica and the Diaspora, Linking for Growth and Prosperity.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
On Wednesday, June 17, the Health Ministry will be carrying out fogging in the following communities in Kingston and St. Andrew: Mish's Supercenter to Red Hills Road to Red Hills Boulevard to Meadowbrook and in Rollington Town and Franklin Town. And on June 18 in Havendale, Roehampton and Vineyard Town. Also on June 17, fogging will be conducted in the communities of Springmount and Springfield in St. James and in Pitfor on June 18. Now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
When I was a child, my father have a big bottle into a bamboo wish and called it Dimijan. And them boil chain root, strong back, mother Webley, sassy perla, they boil up those, call it roots. And they put it into that Dimijan back and dig a big hole in the ground and put it, and so then put it here to cure. Then get red label wine and put with it. And we had plenty command fowl and then beat the fowl egg and mix it with the wine and nutton egg and vanilla. And sometimes they use the goat milk and call it draught. And we drink it.
And here's another child safety tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Children, if you lose your parents in a public space like a store or a park, do not go looking for them. Instead, immediately ask someone who works there to help you find them. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.